Hi, this is Jim Swilly. Welcome to Metron Live. Metron is a Greek word that means sphere of influence. I believe in living your best life possible, and that's the reason for this podcast. This is my Metron. Now let me help you discover yours. So let me show you this. This is not the definitive definition. Denise is an instructor in meditation, and that's actually how you connected with Metron, because Jeff and Marty were going to your classes, and so there's no definitive. Like, I asked her something this morning about breathing, and she said, I don't make it a, this wasn't her exact words, but I don't make it a rule. It's like, in other words, basically do what's right for you. That I can agree with, all right? But this is, when I was at Dr. Dispenza's thing the other day, he said the best definition of meditation is to become familiar with. And there's a lot of, I've looked at a lot of thesauruses. Thesauri, is that plural for thesaurus? That's why I always ask at Starbucks when I ask for two Splendas, I say, is that Splendi? Is plural? This is what his definition is. It says, meditation is a precise technique for resting the mind and attaining a state of consciousness that is totally different from the normal waking state. It is the means for fathoming all the levels of ourselves and finally experiencing the center of consciousness within. Meditation is not a part of any religion. It is a science, which means that the process of meditation follows a particular order, has definite principles, and produces results that can be verified. In other words, like I was reading this week about reducing blood pressure, reducing, what is it, cortisol levels. There's all these health benefits to it, aside from the psychological benefit. When the mind is clear, relaxed, and inwardly focused, when you meditate, you are fully awake and alert, but your mind is not focused on the external world or on the events taking place around you. Meditation requires an inner state that is still and one-pointed, so the mind becomes silent. When the mind is silent and no longer distracts you, meditation deepens. And it was interesting, we were also talking about this today, last week. For years, I used to meet at the church, off and on. I didn't do it the full 30 years, but we went through, as early as when we were Word of Faith Assembly of God, we went through, I would meet every morning at 6 o'clock, and we would pray in the Spirit for an hour. That's what charismatics like me were told, that's what you're supposed to do. And, you know, I don't know if some of y'all remember Larry Lee that used to take everybody through the Lord's Prayer thing. You were at the cathedral when they did. So, you know, we did all of that. I mean, I'm telling you, there's no wave of the charismatic movement that I haven't surfed. And I'm glad for that. I mean, I was a seeker, and I make no apology for that. But, you know, getting up every morning and getting to the church and praying in tongues for an hour can become a little, well, let me put it to you this way. One day I was there, it was about 5:55, and I'm looking at my watch, like, and, you know, I'd done it for so many years, I could go. But I'm like, okay, 10. 9, 10. Okay, you know, I'd start speaking in tongues, and I got this impression of God looking at his watch, like, really, are you going to do this for an hour? And I thought, is this sounding brass and tinkling cymbal? It was like we went Friday night, we there's this thing we love to get at Uncle Julio's. So we went over there, and we're sitting outside, and it was great. It was this perfect evening. But there was this family sitting two tables down from us that had a four-year-old. This, I'm not exaggerating. This is what she would do. Mommy, 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 mommy. And if her mother didn't answer, she was like, mommy, 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 mommy. And, you know, after about three consecutive head jerks of like, answer that child. You know, I'm trying to not listen to y'all, but seriously, it's mommy, and she's in her lap going, mommy, 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 mommy. I mean, the woman was just oblivious to her. And I thought, is that what excessive prayer sounds like to God? When it's like petition, 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 God, 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 what about now? What about now? What about now? You know, does God ever just say, shut up and listen for 1 minute? And if we're not petitioning, then we're praising, like, you are so, like, I know, I'm wonderful. Just please be quiet for 1 minute. And that's really all meditation is. It's just getting quiet for a minute. In a few minutes, I'm going to take you through a 4-minute meditation. I'm going to give you some directions about it. But you're not going to see a vision. You're not going to have an out-of-body experience. You're going to be quiet for 4 minutes. And when we do it, I don't want any pictures taken because I don't want anybody just be distracted. I don't know if we'll dim. Can we dim the light some, or is it going to make a difference on the? All right. Wellington, for the 4 minutes that we're doing that, if you just keep anybody, you know, from coming in, because I want the place to be as still as possible. So I'll light a candle in a minute. We'll get started. But first, let me just show you some scriptures. One of them I mentioned last week. This is Joshua 1:8. This, of course, is after Joshua became. The word success comes from the concept of someone being a successor. And Joshua was Moses' successor. And this is where God says to Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you will meditate therein day and night. King James says that you may observe to do according to all that's written therein, for then you make your way prosperous. Then you have good success. I just put the phrase up there, if you'll show me that. It says, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. I know that's one thing I learned from the faith teachers, is, you know, meditate the word, think about it. You know, they were coming from a little bit different angle, but there is something about just being quiet and contemplative. I didn't include this here, but I could even make the 23rd Psalm as a case for meditation. You lead me beside still waters. Have you ever just sat down by a body of water and you were just quiet and you weren't praying, but it was a very spiritual experience? You were very aware of the presence of God to the point that prayer nearly would have been inappropriate. I don't know if this is true for everybody's relationship, but I kind of judge the quality of a relationship as how comfortable can you be in silence with somebody? Like, we have a lot of good talks, and in my previous relationships, you know, we had great rapport and all that. I like to talk, but I also believe that if you're with somebody, you should be comfortable enough that you can go long periods of time just being quiet and not having. It doesn't have to be a racket all the time. To me, it seems like if you feel compelled to constantly be making noise, maybe you're ignoring an elephant in the room. Because when you really know somebody, there's a communication that takes place that's beyond verbal. It's what the scripture calls deep calling into deep. Next one is... this is Psalm 1:2. This is David. You know, he starts by saying, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Verse 2 says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And he says this line, and in his law he meditates day and night. In other words, you can't get the word of the Lord off pages in a Bible. You have to get the word of the Lord through meditation. I don't know if y'all felt this last week, but when John Scott, the guy's amazing. Everything he sang was great. But there was something about when he led, Word of God speak, pour down like rain. And I don't think there's one of us in there that had the idea he's singing about a Bible. He wasn't singing against it, but the Word of God that was speaking out there in that park was looking at all your beautiful faces and seeing what your own stories, the things that you've been through. That's what we're talking about this week. The Bible is a series of stories. You're supposed to still be having stories. There should be a gospel according to Penny. They should have its own miracles and parables. That's why there's no end to the book of Acts. We're all living out Acts 29. It's a continual movement. You know, one thing that's really interesting, and I'll maybe talk about this more next week, you know, when I use Jonathan Mitchell, New Testament. I use it a lot. It's very wordy because the guy, when he's a Greek scholar, and he breaks down every nuance, every possible nuanced meaning of a word. But it's interesting because so much of meditation is about breathing and how you breathe. I don't know if y'all have ever noticed this, but every time he interprets the word Holy Spirit, it's always breath effect. It's breath dash effect. That's what it actually says in the Greek. Interesting. I was taught, praise Father, Son, and Holy. I was taught that the Holy Spirit was the third. We didn't understand what he slash it was, but we called he slash it God. If you really look at the, I'm not saying Holy Spirit's not God. I'm saying there's more spirituality the way you breathe than you realize. That's why the study of the Holy Spirit is called pneumatology, and it's P-N-E-U-M-A. It's where we get the word pneumonia from. It has to do with breath, the way you breathe. And in the J-M-N-T translation, it will always say Holy Spirit, and then it says, parenthesis, breath effect, colon, attitude, and there's one other word. It doesn't use the word deity. It uses the word, it's nearly an indefinable thing. Can I say it to you this way? May the force be with you. You hear me? It is necessary that I go away. Because if I don't go away, if this 33-year-old Jewish man doesn't go away, you'll never get the breath effect. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord, one place. Jesus didn't come manifest himself there. What happened? A rushing mighty wind blew through the place. Candy Staton recorded. She recorded two of my songs years ago. One of them was It's the Anointing. But the other one she recorded on that same album was called We Adore You, Holy Spirit. You wouldn't believe that this song would be controversial, but there were actually people on TBN preaching against this song because the lyrics were, you are a river, you are a dove, you are the latter rain falling from above. We adore you, Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. That sounds pretty benign, right? There were people on TV going, and this man that's singing, the Holy Spirit's a river, he is not the Holy Spirit, is God. I'm like, do you understand the concept of metaphor? When I say, a lovely woman is a summer day, I'm not saying she's actually a 24-hour period. I'm saying, did you never learn metaphors and similes just in basic English grammar? No? Okay. That's why when somebody says, are you a Christian? I'm like, define your terms before I answer that. Jesus, crazy about him. Christianity, I don't know. To quote Mahatma Gandhi, I like your Christ, I don't like your Christians. Your Christians are so unlike your Christ. This next one, and this one is my favorite, and I posted it on Facebook this morning. This is Psalm 4:4. And first, I'm going to show it to you in three different translations. First, of the New King James Version, he says, meditate within your heart on your bed and be still. Now notice, and this one, he's not saying meditate the word. He just says, there's something holy about just being quiet. There's something holy about being centered. There's something holy about being still. What's the one phrase that we've used more than anything else to hear about hearing the voice of God over the years? Anybody know? Still small voice. The still small voice. Remember what Jeremiah said? He said he wasn't in the whirlwind. He wasn't all these external things. God wasn't in that. He was in the still small voice. I have taught it for years. I remember in this very parking lot some years ago, meeting someone here for dinner at Opry Diem, driving up. I was driving a SUV at the time. I remember the parking lot was packed, cops walking around, and I remember looking at my laptop in the front seat thinking, I should probably put that out of sight. And then I didn't. And then the crackheads that live up on the hill here help themselves to it. And they helped themselves to the case that it was in that had a nice piece of jewelry. And they're like, let's just say they hit a mother load when they got that. And the thing is, I remember Still Small Voice saying, you might want to hide that computer. I'm like, ah, Still Small Voice. What do you know? La, la, la. I'm getting out. Crackheads, my computer's in the front seat. La, 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 la. I mean, I didn't realize that's what I was saying. But how many times have you nearly done something and you thought, ah, maybe I shouldn't. And then you went ahead and did it anyway and disaster struck and you think, yeah, you know what? Problem with the Still Small Voice is it's still and it's small. And if you never meditate and the TV and the radio and iTunes and everything's going all the time, of course you're not going to hear anything. You have all impulses from the universe completely drowned out. Here, this is the expanded Bible. It's a cool translation. I like this. It says, think about these things, meditate, speak to your heart quietly. You think about, I mean, David, first of all, he's a musician. He was an artist, possibly bipolar. But David very much, he understood about self-talk. Why are you cast down on my soul and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him. Or even, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. You go now, you hear some of these guys talking about learning to speak to yourself and speak to your body. I'm like, well, yeah, you mean like David did. Yeah, exactly. The story of Ziklag. Remember when his men came back from battle and the entire city had been pillaged and the women and children had been kidnapped? And then his staff left him. His staff said, if you were really a man of God, this wouldn't have happened. And they, I mean, he bottomed out. And he says he sits down on a pile of ashes and begins to encourage himself in the Lord. What? There's no 24-hour helpline to call. Nobody to text. You're on a pile of ashes. You better learn how to encourage yourself, and you better learn how to listen. I remember Mark Sharona years ago preaching something that was a very powerful sermon. He said, prayer is not the first word. In other words, what we pray should be a response to what we're hearing in our spirit. This is in the Living Bible, Psalm 4:4. It says, lie quietly upon your bed in silent meditation. Then, this is Psalm 5:1 in the New King James Version. It says, give ear to my words, O Lord, and consider my meditation. In other words, it's not just what I say. If there's nothing in my heart, then my words are going to be empty, right? And then, of course, if you went to Sunday school, you probably said this, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Here in the Young's literal translation, it says, be for a pleasing thing. David said a lot of things I could read into as meditation, but here Paul said this in Philippians 4:7. This is the New International Version. He says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds. In other words, the Spirit will keep your heart and mind. So this is what we need to do. I need quiet. So if you need to step out or whatever. Kids are okay to stay in, but I need y'all to be quiet. I'm going to light my candle on my Charlie Brown. Thank you. I appreciate that. So I'm going to give you some instruction. We have about 4 minutes of music, and we bought this music so that we don't, because sometimes we have copyright issues on YouTube. If you wonder why sometimes a song comes up and it's not on, like where's the YouTube thing? It's because this copyright thing. This is ours. By the way, if you kind of like tranquility, if you have Sirius Radio or what's the other one? XM. I think it's Spa Channel. On Sirius, it's number 68. And it's like there's no commercials. There's no words. It's just beautiful, soothing, ambient music. And I'm telling you, it will really bring your stress level down. You say, well, I'm a Christian. I don't believe in that. That's why so many Christians are so stressed out. If you don't believe it, scroll down some Christians' pages on Facebook. They ain't calm at all. And they get mad at you if you're calm. You ever had somebody that's trying to start something with you and you're like, dude, I'm not, whatever our issue is, it's your issue. It's not my issue. I'm good with you. I love you. I forgive you. I don't even remember what we're mad at. So what I'd like for you to do, nobody's going to, you're not going to sit on the floor in a lotus position. It's like, Bishop, please tell me. I don't have to sit on the concrete floor. No, we're not going to do that. But Charles, just for a moment, before I give them some instruction, just play a little bit of it so you'll kind of know where we're going with this. It's just, that's all it is. It's just that. And when we get started in a minute, I'd like everybody, if you can, just put both feet on the floor. Just be comfortable. Nobody's taking your picture, so you don't have to look for your good side. We'll start this again in just a moment, but there's no wrong way to do this. When I was at this workshop the other day, they led us in a 30-minute meditation, and I thought, I don't know if I'm going to make it for 30 minutes. And he said, now your mind is like a child, and your mind's going to come up with all these things. He said, it's fine. He said, just gently guide it back. He said, you'll work through the clutter, and then you'll get quiet, and you'll hear your heart speak. I love that David says, commune with your own heart on your bed. Some people don't even know what their heart is saying. Some people don't even know what they really want. If you ever had somebody say, what do you really want? I don't even know. I'm so talkative, whatever. I don't even know what my heart is saying. It's so easy to get hijacked by all the noise around you that sometimes you think, I don't even know who I am. I don't even know what I want. I don't even know what my desires are. Until you get in tune with your heart. Paul said, I pray, it was 1 Thessalonians 5:23, I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. In other words, there should be a harmony that comes in with spirit, soul, and body. But until you're quiet, all you can hear is your head. So there's no wrong way to do this. Most of the things I've read said, a lot of this is about breathing, and just find a way that you breathe, Holy Spirit / breath effect. Find a way that you breathe that feels organic to you. There are advantages to breathing in through your nose and exhaling out of your mouth. Doc, maybe you could explain that to me. But even some of the things I've read said, and I don't know, Denise, if you do this, but even to inhale for a couple seconds, maybe hold it for about 3 seconds, and then breathe out of your mouth. There's a calming effect. You know what I'm thinking of as I'm saying this? Two things. How did God create Adam? Anybody know? It's the Hebrew word nafach, and it means that he literally inflated. It's like, it's the same word as like blowing up a raft or something. He held up Adam face to face and breathed into him. The other thing I'm thinking of is John chapter 20. It says, and Jesus said, receive the, first of all, before he said receive the Holy Spirit, does anybody know what it says he did? He breathed on them. And he said, receive the Holy Spirit. He breathed on them. There's such a connection with breath, with peace. Paul called it peace that passes understanding. If you don't get in touch with your heart, you don't understand what peace that passes understanding is. So not everybody can breathe in through your nose and out of your mouth, because it may, you know, people have nasal issues or whatever. So find what's right for you, and if whatever that one is, just stick to it for 4 minutes. The important, all Jesus put, I said, just find me a picture of just floating through space. Makes me think of God speaking the universe into existence. And you don't have to close your eyes, but it's probably going to be more enjoyable for you if you do. And start it again. We'll do 4 minutes. When 4 minutes is up, that's all we're going to do today. But both feet on the floor. Get comfortable. And as you just begin this meditation, don't try to fight any thoughts. If you're having thoughts, just let them do their thing, because what you resist persists. So just be gentle with yourself. Don't worry about dozing off. You can do this for 4 minutes. And just breathe in. If you can breathe in through your nostril, that's good. Hold it for a couple of seconds and then breathe out. Just become aware of your breathing. In a few minutes, I'm going to stop talking, so you won't even be listening to my voice. But let me just facilitate it and help you get there. Get quiet. You're not going to find all the answers in this one meditation, so it just is what it is. This is just a starting place. I'm not praying for you. I'm not speaking a blessing over you right now. This is just about you breathing, being quiet, being who you are. Becoming aware of your heart. Get in touch with your heart. David said, commune with your own heart. Connect with peace. Commune with God from your heart, not through your intellect. Exhale, just exhale whatever negativity has tried to attach itself to your consciousness. Just let it out. Breathe it out. Breathe out strife. Just expel it from your life as you expel it from your lungs. Was that the 4 minutes, Charles? See, that's all it was. You would do it again? Do it again. Y'all are more ready for this than I realized. It's good. Whatever thoughts you're distracted with, just go ahead and let them, like, just get it out of your thought system. Just go ahead and let it, think it, then let it go. Just exhale it. Until you quiet your mind, quiet your spirit, quiet your heart. Keep breathing. Be aware of your breath. If you're not thinking of anything, that's good. That's what you're wanting to achieve. Just get your mind to a quiet place. The less thought you think, the better. This isn't about thinking. Keep breathing. Inhale. Hold it. Exhale. Breathing. Inhale, hold it, exhale. There's peace already inside you. This is a way to find it. Find your secret place of the Most High. All right, it was good. Wow, there's a lot of peace in this room. Denise, come up here. Come here for a minute. Come here. You can turn it back up. Thanks, Cheryl. That was good. That went better than I visualized. Just tell me something about meditation, just something that maybe we don't know, just whatever comes to mind. Tell us something.
Well, your mind never stops. It's constantly going. And in meditation, what you're trying to do is create a little gap of silence and stillness. And as you do this on a regular basis, that gap begins to get wider and wider, and you're getting more stillness and peace, and you're not hearing that chatter. The breathing is integral in meditation. You don't have to really concentrate on it unless you're doing a specific breathing technique meditation. But don't worry about your breathing. But as those thoughts come, bring yourself back to your breathing, and that will push those thoughts away and bring you back into meditation.
I love it. Thanks. That was good. That was good. Jeff, what was the catalyst for you guys wanting to connect with that in your class? Just something you'd been interested in before, or what? If you didn't hear what Jeff said, he said we were interested in meditation. It's something we tried doing on our own, but you kind of need someone to kind of walk you through it. Because, you know, if you're at home trying it, you know, we can't even get away from our cell phones for long enough to be quiet. So there's something, and thanks for, I appreciate you taking the baby out. It was very thoughtful of you. Because there's something about, let's just have this moment of uninterrupted silence. You don't realize how you go through an entire days with absolutely no silence. And I like a lot of, I have dealt with tinnitus, so I usually will just keep music going on all the time just because I don't want to be aware of any buzzing in my ears. But you have to be quiet once in a while. Do you know what I mean? And that's good that you said you needed somebody to kind of knows what they're talking about. And, of course, that never stopped me. I always went right in for it. Talked about quantum physics. You know what gave me the courage to talk about quantum physics? I read all the guys who were supposedly the experts in it. They said, none of us understand it. If you waited till you understand it, talk about it, you'd never talk about it. It works for me. Doc, I'm not going to drag you up here if you don't want to, but you have anything you want to say about breathing? You got anything that's, because I'd love to hear from you. No? You want to? Come here. Come in. I was, Doc did the opening part of Joe's service a few weeks ago, and I said, well, just walk out with me, and I said, I just ordain you real quick. She says, I already am ordained. Was it the Presbyterian Church? I said, look, excuse me. Tell me something about breathing. This, if you don't know, this is Dr. Sheila. She calls herself a chiropractor, and she is a chiropractor, but she's much more than that. She's a holistic healer. Chiropractic is just one aspect of, I love her like a way whole lot. Tell me something about breathing.
While I was sitting there, I was breathing in through my nose. I could feel the breath coming up, cleaning my brain all the way down through my body. And then as it came out my mouth, all the toxins, all the negative was going out that way. So I tried in and out my nose. It didn't clean out as well.
Interesting.
So
I wonder why that is, but that resonates with me, but I wonder why that is. Because it seems like this is intake, and that's, yeah, it's good.
Physiologically, I think there's different muscles working, and that's all I got.
I love it. No, that was good. That was good, doctor. Okay. Well, that's good. That went so fast. I thought, wow, 4 minutes. I hope they stay with me. I'm like, no, let's go again. I underestimated you. Yeah, that will be on the podcast, won't it? Yeah, that's why. It's actually pretty affordable. So what we're going to do is, Avery sent me a link, and Charles found some too, that are just, it's music for meditation, because you really need it. So it will be on the podcast. If you please check into our podcast, because it's really cool. If you say, I don't understand what that is. If you have a smartphone, you already have, there's an app that's on there. And all you have to do, it's Metron Live. And it's not even a charge for it, but it will line up the stuff. And sometimes I prefer the podcast even to YouTube, because with YouTube, you have to stop and look at it. With the podcast, it's like you can be on a treadmill, you can, you know, whatever, but yes. And I think next week we may do a little bit even longer one, because that's in lieu of an artist of the month. I'm not going to open with music, I'm going to open with meditation. And initially, I thought I said this last week. Initially, I thought, well, I don't know if I can do that and stream it. How would you do it? And just as I was thinking that thought, I was watching The Tonight Show, and Jimmy Fallon said, we're going to do something tonight we've never done before. We have this guy on Jonah had told me about this guy. He's some guy that has a meditation app that you can download. And he said he's going to lead us all in a meditation. And it totally showed me how to do it. It's like Jimmy Fallon left the desk and came, sat down next to him, and everybody in the audience did it. And when it was through, he said, oh, my God, that was awesome. And I said, thank you, universe, for I was thinking, how do I do it? And there it is. You know, you have not because you ask not. So this will be interesting. My thought about looking for a building now came out of meditation, because at the end of one of these meditations I did at the workshop, when he got through, he talks a lot about marrying a clear intention, which is double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, a clear intention with an elevated emotion, which is believe you receive when you pray. Still, I'm still doing it. I'm still showing you scripture. When he got through, he said, just as an experiment, think of one thing that you really want, and we're going to do it as a visualization exercise. And I'm telling you, I've reached such a place of contentment, I couldn't think of anything in my life that I wanted. I mean, I really couldn't. I thought, I like where I live. I mean, I don't want a bigger place. I had a big place with a swimming pool, and it's kind of a pain in the neck. You know what I mean? It's like, I mean, once you've already done that, it's like, I don't really want. I got a lot of miles on my car, but I don't love my car. I don't want a new car. I'm happy in my relationship. I don't want something different than that. I like, you know, what do I want? And I thought, well, you know what? I mean, I had to dig deep, but I thought, I want a building. But not a church building. And it's going to come to us. You know, Avery's the hardest working administrative assistant in show business. And I told her, I said, do not come back next week with a folder full of 30 properties, because I know how you are. I will say it, and I'll start getting emails of, you know, I've already talked to these people. I'm like, none of that. This is out there. Remember when I taught that thing about they that wait upon the Lord, and it's the Hebrew word for you. It's a strange word, but it's the concept of binding twine together until it becomes a rope, so that there's something out there in the future that you're connecting with, and it's pulling you toward it, and you're pulling it toward you. It's a very, I don't remember what date that was, but it's a really great teaching. Not because I did it. It's a great concept. I said, you know, I wanted to have parking, because parking in Midtown, and I want it to be in Midtown proper. This is where I am. This is where my energy is. I want it to be, you know, big enough that we could use it, but small enough that it's not. I already did big buildings. I don't want to do that. I want it to be kind of industrial / warehouse / urban / could be used for a jazz club to have Chandra Carelli sing on occasion. Do you know what I mean? Something that would be like all of, you know, it could be just that kind of thing. And I don't know where that is, and I haven't looked for it. I don't want to look for it. This is a different thing. I don't want to ever do a building fund again. I don't want to ever do... I don't want to do any of that. This is going to be a completely different thing. And the thing about the power of intention is you nearly have to be detached from it. It's kind of like, here I go again, James saying, let your requests be made known unto God. Sometimes if you over pray a thing, you take the energy out of it. The things that have really manifested in my life are just things that I said, I'd really like some Raisinets today. And I go to the store and... what? There's a huge bag of Raisinets in my bag that I did not purchase. That wasn't on some bucket list that I had all this energy toward. It was just something that I said. Y'all have heard me tell this a bunch of times, but Christina, you know, when you were nannying for that couple in, I don't even know the name of the building, the Ponce Apartments is what they used to be called. Ken and I were walking down Peachtree Street, and I said, oh, yeah, I've always wanted to go on that roof and see what are those things with those four pillars? I've seen them my whole life, but it wasn't on some bucket list. I just said it, and we kept walking. I mean, a week later, Christina calls and says, hey, when you pick up Sophia today, will you drop her off at this building? It's where I'm taking care of this baby. I said, is that the Plutz apartment? Yeah. Can you get me up on the roof? Yeah, I can buzz you in. Like, what? I mean, that's a small thing. It's just like, so I nearly don't even want to talk too much about the building that's out there that's coming. The time is coming, comma, and now is. It already exists now. But I do feel like, if I'm going to wax prophetic here, these previous 36 months, I'm glad you've enjoyed them. I personally needed them because I needed to get some things in my head in order without always thinking of the next thing. You know, when I was at Church of the Now, we were in some kind of building program nonstop for 30 years. We were either renovating a grocery store or not. I mean, even from Royal Drive, knocking out a wall, building a wall, doing something. Even when we went to Covington, you know, we completely transformed that building and then had to transform it back when we handed it back over to them. I mean, it's amazing what that group of people was able to do. And I love that, and I'm proud of it. I don't want to do that anymore. This is a different thing. It will not be a burden. But there's something, I feel like walking into that pavilion last Sunday was walking through a portal. And I feel like I walked into another dimension. That it's like, okay, well, it's time for some manifestation now. And I don't regret these 36 months. Remember last year, the two-year mark, I was like, I guess we should do something. Because my brain chemistry has been trained to, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? We're goal-oriented. Where there's no vision, the people perish. You put it out in front of them. And I got to tell you, these 3 years have just been enjoyment and bliss. This is my neighborhood I love, and my theater, it needs a facelift, I'll admit. But I love this. This is my favorite theater with my favorite group of people that come out every Sunday and let me do my favorite thing. I mean, really, it's like, that's my life. But now it's like, okay, 3 years, that's good. Now it's time for some manifestation. And whatever this is and wherever it is, I'm not saying it's not going to cost anything, but it's going to be such an amazing thing that it might as well cost nothing. I mean, it's going to be, let me say this, if y'all are hooked up to my train, I'm going to be happy for the rest of my life. This is the happiness train on the road to Blissville. So if it ain't easy peasy, Daddy ain't doing it. You know what I mean? It's like, if I have a conversation with somebody, I've got a building, but we need to, I'm like, la, 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 la. I've already had those conversations, and bye-bye. What I'm looking for is, where's the flow, the ease of manifestation? You know, it's time for all those things that we said during the prophetic years. It's time for us to walk in it. It's time for us to stop prophesying stuff and just go make it happen. We've stood in too many lines waiting for a word. We are the word. Go out and manifest. Ah, that'll preach. Come on, Jesus. Don't shout me down just because I'm preaching good. Wow, that was good. Everybody feel good? I feel like really good. That felt really positive. Let's all stand. I'm going to let y'all out a little bit early today because we're going to do our annual board meeting. I wish we need another word for it because board meeting sounds so, this isn't like that at all. This is, I love you guys. Here's what's happening. Let's have lunch. Oh, man, such beautiful people here. I was, Friday night, I was scrolling through the Facebook feed, and I was just looking at the faces of different people that I've known at different times in my life. Some of whom, we've had some turbulence in our relationship or whatever, but we're still connected. And I'm looking at everybody and thinking, I really love everybody. And everybody looks so beautiful. And I'm just appreciative of everybody in my life. I'm so glad I'm to that place now that I can look at, well, Doc posted something last week. He said, you don't have any friends or enemies. You just have teachers. and everybody's taught you something. I know that's true. And I'm just looking through thinking, wow, I'm just really surrounded by so much love. And I can't wait to see you guys when you come here on Sundays. And I appreciate it so much. Please remain standing, and I'll just, if you'll, we'll do the official closeout for, in behalf of the YouTube people. Did you get anything out of this today?
Contributing to Metron is quick and easy. Simply text the amount you would like to give to 404-620-5044. And now you can give anytime by texting this number. You will then receive a one-time registration form that links your phone number and opens your account at SimpleGive. Complete the form, and you will then receive a successful registration and donation page. For additional information on your account, visit missionthenow.com and click the Support tab. Then, My Online Donation. When you contribute to Metron, you're also supporting the charity or organization of the month. Thank you for your investment in Metron.
If you want to do a check, just make it JESM, and Danny will be there to receive it. If you have cash, just pay it forward. Go bless somebody with it. Go take somebody to lunch. Go just help somebody out. Thank you for taking this journey with me. This is good. I appreciate it. And I appreciate your words. I appreciate the affirmation. Those of you who have traveled with me for some distance now, you have become more and more dear to me over the years. So I speak health to you. I speak life. I speak peace. That thing that you tapped in today during your meditation, take that with you all day today and walk in that peace. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled, meaning you have the guardianship over your heart. The Amplified Bible says, and the peace of God will mount garrison over your heart. In other words, the peace will actually protect you. There's a lot going on right now in the world. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't speak your mind about things, but don't spend your time in endless arguments that aren't going to go anywhere and are only going to cause people to double down. Try to use your words to build bridges and not build walls. So I speak reconciliation to you. I speak to your bones and your internal organs and your skin and your lungs and your heart, your eyes, your ears, your both spiritual ears, spiritual eyes, and physical. I bless your relationship. I bless your finances. I bless your intentions. I bless your dreams. I bless your aspirations. I bless your happiness. For whatever authority I have in your life, I give you permission to be happy. I give you permission to walk in joy. I give you permission. I encourage you. Not that you need my permission, but you understand what I'm saying. I encourage you to tap into abundant life. Be at peace. Be well. Be whole. And sleep well tonight. And have a productive week. Whatever you set your hand to will prosper. And you wake up tomorrow saying, this is the day the Lord has enabled me to make. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I love you so much.